Hi, it's Richard Jacobs, Speakeasy Marketing. We're going to talk about diagnosing your attorney marketing sales funnel. Your sales funnel is the series of steps that a cold prospect that is totally unknown to you will go through until they get to the point where they sign your retainer paperwork and become your client. Now, we talked about three stages to your sales funnel. First is the potential client calls you on the phone or emails you. And at this point, you're trying to get them into the office for a consultation and make your first presentation on what's happening with them, how you can help them, what the issues are, etc. You're evaluating them to see if they'd be a good potential client. They're evaluating you to see if you're an attorney that they want to hire. Second stage is you schedule an in-office consult. Getting them to that consult is tricky. It's not so easy. There's no shows, there's excuses, there's people that fall out. That's the second part of your sales funnel. Third part is when they come to your office and you do the initial consult, you give them your best spiel, you find out more of their facts, and you come to a number, an amount of your retainer. And at that point, they either sign the retainer or they don't. They either pay you and become your client or they don't. So these are the three parts of your sales funnel. Let's start with the first stage. Potential client emails you or calls you. Now, I'm sure you have a lot of fallout at this stage. Most attorneys do. And it's natural because this is the first part of the sales process. The potential client doesn't know you from anyone else. They may be calling around multiple attorneys. They may be frightened or scared or upset or just in some kind of emotional turmoil. Guaranteed they are, whether it's divorce, bankruptcy, DUI, criminal defense, something really bad is going on. They're calling for help, okay? What most attorneys do that's a mistake, and you may be making this mistake, is you do your initial consult. The person says, all right, well, let me think about it. Let me talk to my wife. Let me whatever, and I'll get back to you. And they disappear off the phone, and that's the end of them. At best, you may be getting their phone number to contact them back. A step even better is get their email address. You could email them back. Another step where you can go even better is to get their mailing address. Now, why would you want this? If you only have their phone number, the only thing you can do is call them and maybe text them and remind them, hey, we're here to help you and please come back and all that stuff. If you have their phone number and their email, well, now you can email them, let's say, a book you've written, a special paper or a summary on what's going on with their case, you know, bankruptcy tips, DUI tips, divorce tips, that kind of thing. Now you can contact them in two different ways. If you get their physical address, now you can contact them in three different ways. You can mail them a book you've authored, and hopefully you've done that. You know, I can help you do that if you haven't. You can email them stuff. You can call them. You can text them. And the goal is not to harass them, but to use all of these different ways of contacting them to show this person that you're the credible, implied expert. You're the best of the bunch that they're talking to. You're the one they should trust, etc. I use all these methods, these multi-step methods, and you should. It works. It just makes a much better impression than just one way alone. If you just have phone, all you could do is call this person, and you can only do that so many times before they say, leave me alone, you know? And every other attorney is going to do that. So very important to get their contact info. Well, how do you do that? One good way is either you or your admin should say, we have some information that we have that'll be very helpful to your case. Whether you retain us or not, I'd like to send it to you. It's free. Please let me know your mailing address, and I'll get this out in the mail to you today. Again, there's no obligation. If you don't retain us, totally fine. But this is very important information that will help you evaluate what to do about your potential case. Okay? Again, you want to get physical address, phone, and email. All right. Step two in the sales funnel. The initial consultation in office. Again, we said there could be a lot of no-shows. Well, why do people no-show? From the time that you first do your initial phone call to the time they come in for their appointment, could be same day, which is great. Could be one day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. The longer it is, obviously, the more potential where the person's going to think and they're going to reconsider, they're going to have remorse, they're going to have fears, they're going to talk to family members that may want to talk them out of it and say they're stupid. I mean, all these things can happen. And the magic of the personal interaction of you and them on the call starts to fade over time. So obviously you want to get them in the office as soon as you can. You can't push them too much. But at this stage, you want to collect that same information we talked about as if you had gotten it, you know, whether you got it or not in the first stage. Why? Because, again, to counteract people running away and no-showing, you want to mail them stuff, for instance, the book you've written, or a sheet of testimonials, a personal letter from you, some insights you got into their case. You know, take 5 minutes to write them down and send it to them. It shows the person, and it keeps their interest and their temperature, their buying temperature, you could say, high, and gets them to that point where they're in your office for the consultation and you can close them. That's why it's very important to do that. You do this right, you'll have far less no-shows and you'll get more clients, and you won't have to spend any more doing it, okay? Third step now, they're in your office, you've done the consult, and they haven't signed your retainer paperwork. Don't feel bad. And again, this is not an area where you probably have a lot of fallout, but there's things you can do here to make sure you get that client. Don't let them walk out the door without giving them something. Give them the book you wrote. Give them testimonials. Give them some notes you've made in their case. Give them something to leave with, which will insulate them against, again, their mind changing, doubts creeping in, things like that. And follow up with them. Don't just let them leave your office and that's that. You know, one phone call is not enough. One whatever is not enough. You got to keep, again, their interest level peaked so they get from this point where they've heard you and they're almost ready to buy, almost ready to retain, over that little hump to when they do retain. Very, very critical time. So if you look at your sales funnel and you diagnose where am I having the biggest fallout of clients and you attack that first, you'll get far more retained clients and you won't have to spend almost any other money to do it. It's a great thing. Very, very important to look at your sales funnel process. So I hope this helps you.